Report: U.S. sanctioned Colombian mercenary recruitment network for Sudan's RSF using UK-registered firms. By Christian K. Caruso on December 19, 2025. A Colombian mercenary recruitment network for the Sudanese Rapid Support Forces, RSF, insurgent militia is using UK-registered firms. An investigation conducted by The Guardian revealed on Friday. RSF is a paramilitary group responsible for a litany of heinous actions and war crimes in the ongoing Sudanese civil war. Earlier this month, the U.S. imposed sanctions on a transnational network that recruited, trained, and deployed hundreds of Colombians to fight for RSF. The sanctions targeted two Colombian individuals as the leaders of the network, Alvaro Quijano and his wife Claudia Oliveros. The Guardian reported that both are described by the UK's Companies House as living in Britain. The Guardian explained that it found connections between the hired mercenaries and addresses in London. One of the addresses points to a cramped, second-floor apartment close to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium that, according to UK government records, is tied to the mercenary recruitment network. The flat in Tottenham is registered to a company called Zeus Global, set up by two individuals named and sanctioned last week by the US Treasury for hiring Colombian mercenaries to fight for the RSF, The Guardian wrote. Both sanctioned individuals are reportedly named in Companies House records as owning initial shareholdings of Zeus Global, with Oliveros, who describes Britain as her country of residence, named as a person of significant control of the company. The Guardian explained that Zeus Global is active and abruptly moved its operations to another location in London one day after the US sanctions hit. Its new postcode matches one Aldwych, a five-star hotel in Covent Garden, the newspaper detailed. Yet the first line of Zeus Global's new address is, confusingly, 4DD Aldwych, which corresponds to the Waldorf Hilton Hotel 100 meters away. Both hotels informed The Guardian that they have no links to Zeus Global and had no idea why the firm had used their postcodes. It is of major concern that the key individuals the US government claims are directing this mercenary supply have been able to set up a UK company operating from a flat in North London, and even to claim that they're resident in the UK. Mike Lewis, a researcher and former member of the UN panel of experts on Sudan, told The Guardian. Having a UK company like this is a passport for criminals to do business with legitimate counterparts. It's still harder to join a gym in most cases than to set up a UK company, he detailed. As a result, there is a long, well-publicized history of UK shell companies being used to broker weapons and military assistance to embargoed actors in Sudan, South Sudan, Libya, North Korea, even to ISIS, he further stressed. The Guardian said it reached out to the British Companies House, who did not respond if it had any knowledge of what Zeus Global did, nor did it confirm whether the sanctioned individuals are in fact UK residents. Zeus Global's website is labeled as under construction with no contact details provided.